Warning. The Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will result in detainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure. Contain. Protect.
Item number SCP-5322. Object class, safe. Special containment procedures. The property containing SCP-5322 has been purchased by the Foundation and sealed off from the public. Individuals attempting to gain access to SCP-5322 are to be apprehended by on-site security, interrogated, and amnesticized if necessary. Description. SCP-5322 is a short, one-way road which begins at a small farmhouse in Hackett, Georgia, and terminates 50 meters in, leading to a non-anomalous woodland clearing. A hand-painted sign next to the beginning of this road reads, Route 108. The anomalous properties of SCP-5322 are only evident when a motor vehicle, occupied by a single driver, moves down the road's entire length while failing to adequately monitor their vehicle's progress. To clarify, if, at the termination of the road, the driver is visually observing their surroundings, no unusual phenomena will occur. However, if the individual has their eyes closed, their vision is obscured, or they are otherwise not paying attention to their environment, the car and its contents disappear and are transmitted to an unknown space. In order to better understand the nature of SCP-5322, three tests were performed by Foundation personnel over the course of 3 weeks. In the first two tests, D-Class personnel were instructed to drive civilian motor vehicles down the length of SCP-5322 while focusing on the interior of the vehicle in the first test and with their eyes closed in the second. As expected, the vehicles disappeared and were not recovered. In the third test, Agent Simeon Woods was equipped with a high-mobility, multi-purpose wheeled vehicle fitted with an array of exterior cameras and sensors. Agent Woods was also given a handheld audio recording device to use in the event of equipment malfunction. As of this writing, Simeon Woods is the only person known to have returned from what lies beyond the anomaly's threshold. Addendum. Experiment Log 5322-3. April 13, 2019 at 14:26, 30 seconds following disappearance of vehicle. Test Subject. Agent Simeon Woods. Log begins.
Confirming, crossover. Some sort of crossover has just occurred. Not entirely sure of current location. There was about 10 to 20 seconds of sort of turbulence. I'm not sure if that'd be the right word to describe it. Bright lights and shaking of the vehicle, at any rate. I'm not sure if the exterior equipment is still functional. I heard something snap off. Audio recording equipment is still functional. We'll perform a quick exterior inspection if safe.
April 13th, 2019, at 14:30. 4 minutes following previous message.
Yes, okay. Exterior equipment is definitely non-functional. Majority of it is completely missing. Side of the Humvee looks scraped. Not sure if it was left behind on the other side or what. We'll continue documenting experiences via audio equipment as best I can. My surroundings, it's a road here. Still a road. Much longer now. Stretching as far as I can see, off into the horizon. There was a forest around me when I came in here, but it's just fields now. Normal grass, normal. All normal except for the fact that there's so much of it. It's the same time of day, I think. The sun's in the same position, at least. If it's the same sun. We'll continue driving as instructed.
April 13th, 2019, at 19:21. Roughly 5 hours since previous recording.
I've been driving for the last 5 hours or so. Nothing to report landscape-wise in that time. Just fields on either side. and the road continuing on. Fairly smooth road. Hasn't been much in terms of bumps. Haven't noticed any vegetation on the sides of the road other than the grass. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm sort of reaching for things to report here. Been grateful for the music already loaded on the radio. It's a little cloudy. Oh, yes. I've been keeping an eye on my fuel as I've been driving, of course. And the position of the meter doesn't seem to have changed in that time. Unsure whether that's some kind of malfunction with the equipment, or if I'm actually just not using fuel. I'll inspect at first opportunity to confirm which is the case. It's getting dark. We'll concentrate on driving.
April 14th, 2019, at 23:42. Roughly 4 hours since previous recording.
Quick update. Still driving. Haven't stopped since I came in, really. It's boring. But I don't feel any physical fatigue. Any kind of physical tiredness. Just as awake as I was when I came in here. I'm not hungry either, or thirsty. So I guess it's one of those kinds of situations. It's pitch black outside. I don't think I mentioned there weren't any streetlights out here. I mean, I never said that there were, but I just want to say specifically now that there aren't. It's just some slight light from the moon. A moon, I guess. No way to tell if it's the one I know. Oh, and the headlights of the car. Thank God those weren't broken coming in. It's kind of calm, you know? Just the sound of the engine. Can't even hear any insects out there. Or birds. Just this thing purring. I was kind of worried, you know, that this would be one of those things where, like, something awful would come out, but only at night. That something would start trying to get into the truck. Or I'd catch glimpses of something out in the dark, or something like that. Well, I'm not trying to jinx it, but it doesn't seem like that's the case. There's nothing out there, far as I can tell. Just me, and the dark, and the road. It's not so bad.
April 15th, 2019, at 10:02. Roughly 10 hours since previous recording.
Okay, sort of a mass update here. Didn't want to clog this thing up with a bunch of 10-second recordings. First things first. Did that inspection of the fuel I was talking about. Definitely still a full tank, so I should be good to keep driving unless something unforeseen happens. I mean, I'm hardly gonna crash, so... Well, I say that. That leads me to the second thing, actually. Came across a house on the side of the road a couple hours after sunrise. A little sort of cottage thing, mostly made of wood. Kinda cozy looking. That sort of... Like the kind of thing you'd see on a Christmas card. Idyllic, I think is the best way to put it. Anyway, I parked and took a look around. I wanted to see if there was any kind of, I don't know, natives or other people here. Needless to say, there weren't. Place looked abandoned. Bed upstairs had been slept in, clearly. And there were dishes in the sink. Oh, there was a sink. But the food in the fridge looked like it had been rotten for a while. If someone once lived there, they haven't for a while. Got back in my car after my search and went back on the road. Oh, it was on the left side, if that's important. Probably not.
April 15th, 2019, at 15:09. Roughly 5 hours since previous recording.
We're getting somewhere now. More houses like the one I reported earlier. Well... More properties, I suppose. They're all sort of unique. Different designs, different sizes. Cozy little cottages next to all this modern metal and glass next to, like, a little castle. Not much in terms of a unifying theme. I searched them all, of course, and they're just as abandoned as the cabin was. Food rotted where it's stored, so it's definitely been left there for a while. These things seem to be coming up in clusters. I went an hour or so with just fields, and then I got a bunch of them all together. There haven't been any vehicles, just houses. One house had a driveway, but there was no car in it. Not sure if that means anything. Fuel meter still hasn't budged. That probably isn't changing anytime soon. Not sure if there's anything to be done except go on driving, so hold up.
April 15th, 2019, at 1528. Roughly 20 minutes since previous recording. Speakers: Agent Simeon Woods, Brenda Calloway. Note: Brenda Calloway is believed to be a Georgia resident who went missing in 1977.
I just talk?
You just talk. Actually, I should probably give some kind of introduction first. Hold on. I'm sitting in a diner, a roadside diner by the name of Brenda's Spot. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. That's where I am. And I'm speaking with the proprietor, Brenda Calloway. Do you mind if I describe you? We just have audio, so...
So long as you're polite about it, I guess.
All right. Miss Calloway is a young woman. 20s? You're in your 20s, is that right? She's nodding. Caucasian brunette, green eyes. Wearing some kind of waitress uniform. She's got a name card on, with her name on it. Sorry about that. And thanks for the coffee.
No problem. You done?
Yes. Yes, I'm done. I have to say, you didn't seem too surprised to see me.
Well, you're the first in a while, but people come through here every now and then. Last couple of fellas are prisoners in these orange suits, and they weren't too polite, but they went on their way quick enough.
I see. And, may I ask when you yourself came through?
Well, I guess it must have been a while ago. I couldn't tell you the exact date, if that's what you want to know. I was driving home from work one day, took a wrong turn, and ended up in this place.
In this diner?
No. On the road, I mean. Still driving, like I just had been, but the road just kept going. It was so dark, I didn't realize for a while, you know? And when I did, there still weren't that much I could do except keep going. Just keep driving.
I didn't notice your car when I came in.
Well, you know... You only keep driving for so long, right? Eventually, you just have to accept that you're not going anywhere. No matter how far I drove, it might as well have just been a dead end. So I just stopped.
And then?
I parked the car, I got out to, well, you know, I carried a gun for safety, and there was the diner. It was just in front of me, like it'd been there for years. Brenda stopped. I was a waitress before. Did I mention that? It was all I'd ever been good for, so I figured, you know, why not? And I set up shop. All the supplies I needed were already here, and they stock themselves up every now and then. You take what you can get.
You're content just staying here? Forever?
Well, not forever. If I wanted to, I could just walk off across the fields, and I get the feeling that that'd be that. But it's not so bad here. I keep myself busy, you know?
Right.
Hey... What year is it? Could you tell me that?
It's,
It ain't 1977 anymore, is it?
No.
Could you?
April 15th, 2019, at 1722. Roughly 2 hours since previous recording.
Asked her if she wanted to come with me. I was happy to give her a ride, but I guess not. Seemed happy enough where she was. Well, not happy, but you know what I mean. Better the devil you know, I guess, or something like that. Back in the truck now, back on the road, starting to get a little played out. These songs you guys gave me. Probably should have accounted for a long trip. Well, we didn't know there'd be a trip at all, so this is fine, I guess. I'm fine. It's cloudy again.
April 16th, 2019, 0511. roughly 12 hours since previous recording.
Put the lime in the coconut and... oops, shit.
April 22nd, 2019, at 12:22. Roughly 6 days since previous recording. Speakers. Agent Simeon Woods, Harvey Preston. Note. Harvey Preston is believed to be a Georgia resident who went missing in the area in 1932.
Like normal?
Yep, just like you'd expect. Was a little wary to try it myself at first, you understand. But it's just like normal. Not half bad. You wanna?
Oh, no. No, that's okay. Like I was saying, though, is there a message you'd want me to pass on once I get out, or...
Told you, son, I ain't no place to reach. It was just the road and wherever you decide to stop driving. You gotta get realistic at some point.
All the same.
I am not an idiot. There's nobody out there for you to give a message to. I'm happy enough here. Just let me be.
Are you sure? There's seats in the car. We could...
I'd thank you to get off my property, son.
April 22nd, 2019, at 12:49. Roughly 30 minutes since previous recording.
That was Harvey Preston. He was in this farm I came across. Huge. Just huge sort of place. Fields and fields of stuff other than grass, actually. All sorts of fruits, crops, you know. Even a combine harvester. I wonder if you could use that to drive the road. Probably not. God, it's nice out. If there's some background noise, I've got the window open. Anyway, he was just... sorry about the lack of updates, by the way. It's just that there's not been much to report. Lost the habit. He was just doing his thing. You don't need to eat here, but I guess he enjoys the work of it. Dunno if enjoy is the right word, though. More like, something to keep you busy. You gotta find something to waste the seconds away with, I guess. Just fields again now. Dum-dee-dum.
Log ends. May 14th, 2019, at 21:43. Roughly 22 days since previous recording. Log begins.
I've got to, I'm not sure if this is a confession, exactly. It's not like I've done anything wrong, exactly. I just feel like I've got to say it. And I guess you guys are like a captive audience. Will be a captive audience. Hopefully, I mean. I volunteered this. After the first two guys didn't come back. Must have looked like a suicide thing. Maybe it was, but I don't think so. It just felt like doing this had some kind of impact, a contribution to something that wasn't me, like an important one. It's hard to put into words. My dad died when he was 30, and his dad before him, and so on. My mom told me about it. I mean, I'm not a superstitious guy, but there's something there. You guys have to admit there's something there. And I'm 28 now. So there's that kind of fear. You know, you start thinking about the impact you're going to leave. Whether it all means something. Whether it meant anything. There's this feeling where you just want to worry about it all the time. And you realize that as you're worrying about it, you're wasting time. You don't have time. It's running out every second. Even as you're thinking that. But it's just so awful, you can't help it. And nothing means anything. This road. I get the feeling nobody's got to the end. Not properly. That's got to mean something, hasn't it? If I find out what's there, if I meet it, it has to. And all I have to do is keep driving. It's the easiest thing in the world. And if it goes on forever, well, I guess there could be worse things. I've got nothing but time.
July 11th, 2019, at 1422. Roughly 2 months since previous recording.
Nothing to report.
October 26th, 2019, at 1749. Roughly 3 months since previous recording. Speakers: Agent Simeon Woods, Lucy Carson. Note: Lucy Carson is believed to be a Georgia resident who went missing in 1996.
This is, Lucy Carson. She lives at... Go ahead.
Harry, baby, if you're there, I love you. I love you so much. And the kids, if they're, if you're listening to this too, Mommy loves you. God, you're probably too old for that now, aren't you? So old. You just keep going, okay? I love you guys. So much.
That's okay. You did great.
The following 62 recordings proceeded in much the same manner, with Agent Woods allowing various individuals he encountered to record messages intended for friends and loved ones. Deliberation is currently underway regarding a way to deliver these messages to their intended recipients without a breach of secrecy. A full archive of these recordings is available upon request. This log will proceed following this aforementioned period. September 11th, 2020, at 1339. Roughly 1 year since previous recording.
The clusters are starting to die off now. Nothing since Gray's place for a week or so now. At a birthday driving, I realize. Just after the big castle. It's sunny today. I like the warmth on my skin. It's nice. I've got the window open. I wonder if it'll rain soon. It rains every now and then. Did I ever mention that? It's not slippery, but it sounds nice coming off the windows. Like fingers tapping against the glass, but... Nah. A little less spooky than that, I think.
December 24th, 2020, at 1922. Roughly 3 months since previous recording. Speakers: Agent Simeon Woods, D-9221. Note: D-9221 is the first D-class individual sent through the anomaly.
I do appreciate it, though.
No problem. You really did get sick of that cabin, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Did we send you with that bag?
Must have.
I read the files. I don't remember that.
It was in the cabin when my car crashed. It's not a big deal.
I never said it was a big deal.
Okay.
If we're going to be driving together, we might as well try and get along. What were
you recording this?
Yeah.
I want to drive.
Sure thing. Let me just stop the truck.
December 24th, 2020, at 2357. Roughly 4 hours since previous recording.
Had to ditch him. Got a bad vibe. Didn't like the way he was being cagey about the bag. Might have been nothing, but if it was nothing, why would he get so defensive about it? Was it a weapon, maybe? It could have been a knife. I don't know what he would have done with it. Maybe he was a little sore about being thrown in here. I wouldn't blame him. Or it might have been nothing. I feel a little bad, but not as bad as I thought I would. It's not like I left him to starve or freeze or die alone. Someone will come along. Something will come along eventually. Things don't happen here in ways that are meant to. Or anywhere. This is a one-way road, after all. It's very empty now. Not even grass. I think I'm getting somewhere. Oh, Merry Christmas, I guess.
Timestamps from this point onward are unclear, preventing specific dating of entries.
Imagine the biggest apartment building you've ever seen. Like, Imagine you've lived in the country all your life. I don't know if you, the person listening, can relate to that, or if any of you can, if you're listening in a group. I grew up in the country, and when you go to the city, everything just looks massive. In a different way, I guess. In the country, things are wide. Things stretch on forever. But in the city, things are tall. Things reach up for the sky. Imagine a building, just the biggest you've ever seen, full of people. And then imagine it over and over again, stacked on top of itself, like a kid's toy, just left in a pile. It's like that right now, both sides of the road, just these gray concrete buildings, just smashed together, the piles reaching up all the way into the sky. Sun's sort of poking through the gaps, but just barely. Did you catch that? Every now and then, dozens of these buildings will just slide off the piles, smash into the roads, and just fade away. It's kind of sad. Once, I think these were places people could settle for, and they're just gone. Forever. There are people here too, but I don't think I'll be stopping this time. I catch them looking at me through broken windows, peeking over shattered balconies. They have angry eyes. It's not that they want the truck, I don't think. It's just the audacity, I think, that I'm still going, and they aren't. I can understand why they're angry. They almost made it, I think.
Date and time unknown.
Made it through. When I cleared the buildings, I could hear them behind me, shouting after me, like a chorus, like an angry chorus. I didn't look back. It's fields again now, but not the same fields. I haven't got out to check. I feel like that isn't a good idea anymore, but I'm pretty sure it's reeds, not grass. Well, I know reeds are a kind of grass, but, you know, long and yellow instead of short and green. Just thought it might be worth mentioning. Let's get this done. It's bright out.
Approximately April 16th, 2021.
Still driving, I think. I can't hear the engine. It's too bright for that, I think. Like I'm driving into the sun. Can't even see outside the windows, but, you know, my eyes don't hurt. Don't even sting. It's like a gentle star. I think it might be my birthday.
Date and time unknown.
The engine stopped. Okay. That's... Hi. Okay. Oh my... God. That's... That's so beautiful.
Log ends. On May 23rd, 2021, Agent Simeon Woods and his vehicle reappeared within the forest clearing at the end of SCP-5322. Agent Woods was declared dead at the scene. Cause of death ruled as sudden heart failure at an indeterminate date and time. Agent Woods was found smiling.
This episode is made possible thanks to our patrons. Joining us this week was Galactic Snack and Grogu, Charlie Lockyer, Badumts, Kyle Berhez, Red Wolf, Phil Bergener, Who is Corgan, Ephraim Galvin Gomez, The Nexus Corporation, DJ Loco, Artemis Dream, Alex Eppervary, Contain Pulp, Robert, John, Jamie Collins, Matt B, Gunnar, and Torkin. Thanks, guys. Your support means the world, and it helps us do what we do. SCP-5322 was written by Tahoni. Our script was edited by Kevin Whitlock. Our narrator was Reese Tirado. Woods was Brandon Nguyen. Calloway was Ashley Jones. Preston was Scott Paladin, Carson was Katrina Piscina, and D9921 was Brad Colebrook. Our theme song was done by Tom Rory Parsons, our editor was Veronica California, and our showrunner was Cole Brown. I'm your producer, Pacific S. Obadiah, and our executive producers are Tom Owen and Brad Miska. And this is a Bloody FM show. For more information, visit bloody.fm.